I'm at the library today. I'm really, really tired, but spent about an hour writing some bad poetry and sending an email to a friend. And this is the fourth phone that I tried before I got on it. It fucking works. It's really, really annoying. I tried to send four pieces of writing that I did yesterday when I was here yesterday, and all four of them failed to send for some reason. So that's really annoying. And the sun came out through the overhead ceiling lights, or the ceiling windows, and it nearly blinded me. So this whole little expedition just turned into a lot of little annoyances. But what can you expect? This payphone is one that I've used before, but when I've used it in the past, it used fake caller ID information. So now I might actually be getting the real thing. Oh, wow, this payphone is old. This has the Love God graffiti on it. And thank God, I haven't seen this in a while. This is old school obsessive compulsive disorder vandalism. I heard about this when I first moved here. I was working at Tower Records, and the manager there was talking in sort of awestruck tones about somebody that had been going around town etching the words Love God, and Love Jesus, and Thank God into payphones all around town. It's very hard to do because, I mean, maybe they had a particularly sharp chisel or something, but these, you know, this is hard metal. It's hard to scratch words into. But I also noticed that the owner of this phone, perhaps following a tip I put on my website some months ago, put a little placard that says free calls. So for God's blessing and a daily prayer, press star 10. And for need help finding a job, press star 12. So each of these things probably connects you to a toll-free number. And the owner of the payphone collects 50 cents off of each of those calls. But typically, most of these places now probably block calls from payphones. So I think this one has been programmed with a little bit of a workaround. And I posted something to this effect on my website some months ago as a way to encourage people to increase revenue on your phones without actually paying any money themselves. Well, I thought I had more of substance to say, but I got distracted. The Love God thing, I was looking for this for a while, and I didn't see it anywhere. I should have known it would be here. That's old school. This phone's presence in here since the 1980s.